The Transportation Security Administration only reports one customer satisfaction score on performance.gov. And it might surprise you, or not, considering the long lines over the past few months at most airport security checkpoints across the country. But one congressman says agencies overall are being too selective in what they choose to include or leave off their quarterly customer service reports at performance.gov. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Transportation Security Administration lists six performance indicators on performance.gov. One shows a customer service satisfaction score for the agency. That score, it's 99%, according to TSA's report from the last quarter in fiscal 2015 on performance.gov. But that score only measures customer satisfaction with TSA's pre-check security screening process, not the regular screening process most airport travelers go through. The agency calculates that score based on the number of complaints it gets about the pre-check process and then divides it by the number of passengers that actually use pre-check screening. But Congressman Henry Cuellar says that raises a few questions.
Everybody's pretty happy with pre-check. So what they have on performance.gov is they do the pre-check satisfaction. Now, that don't go on the other lines. Now, if you put the other lines, especially this summer or maybe a couple months ago, do you think they will be getting 100%? No.
Cuellar says if agencies are going to continue to measure customer service satisfaction for themselves, a few things need to change.
One of the things that we need to do is to be a little bit, push ourselves a little bit more on measurements itself. I would ask you to look at performance.gov, go into your agencies and see if you have any thoughts. And actually, when I asked this person, I said, well, you're measuring yourself. And they said, well, actually not. It's OMB. And they threw it up to OMB. So I don't know if it's OMB or if it's the agencies. I'm sure the agencies have some input, but it was thrown up there. And I say this because we need to push ourselves a little bit more.
Cuellar introduced an update to the Government Performance and Results Act back in 2010. That bill prompted the administration to create the cross-agency priority goals, and it required agencies to publish assessments on their own progress every quarter. But Cuellar says that law could use some improvements.
The major changes, there's a couple of fine-tuning aspects, but the one I want to see is to really have more of the interaction. There is language there, but I want to make it stronger, the interaction between the agencies and the Congress.
Cuellar included two provisions in the latest version of the 2017 Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Bill. The goal is to put more pressure on agencies to improve their performance, and they encourage agencies to work together more to develop performance standards. Congress would embed those standards into their appropriations bills. It's all part of Cuellar's push to get agencies to be more transparent. The Obama administration knows agencies have a long way to go to improve customer service. It's one of 15 cross-agency priority goals that the administration identified. And OMB recently launched the Core Federal Services Council back in March. It's a group of agency leaders representing 30 different federal programs that serve the public. The council has funding for 2 years, but its leaders want to make sure that the strategies and best practices they uncover now last longer than the upcoming presidential transition. Kala Shah is involved with the council. She's also a White House Leadership Development Fellow at OMB.
We realized quickly that we needed to identify senior career operational leaders from each of the agencies. We are looking at embedding this as a long-term performance improvement, customer experience management process piece that will survive this administration, that should continue because this governance structure enables us to look across government and identify strategies that are common at an enterprise-wide level, whether it's journey mapping, whether it's using feedback data, whether it's identifying what our mission is.
Shah says the council is looking into a self-assessment tool that all 30 programs could use to measure their progress. It would incorporate data similar to a program the General Services Administration recently launched. It's called Feedback USA. Three agencies collect public feedback from the pilot now, the Social Security Administration and the State and Veterans Affairs Departments. Shah says U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will start using it this spring. But Cuellar says he's questioning the validity of agencies' self-assessments and the data they collect to measure their progress. And that brings up questions of whether agencies should use an outside, independent source to measure their success. But OMB suggested it doesn't have plans anytime soon to stop measuring their own progress. Here's Shah.
You know, there isn't a single data point, right? There isn't a magic data point that is going to answer the question of how we are doing in serving the public across these 30 programs. There's transactional feedback data, there's overall satisfaction data, looking both at data that is collected by the agency and programs from within, as well as data that's collected from outside, whether that's through ACSI or other sources of data, 4C, Forrester, a number of other organizations that provide that data. It's important to triangulate all the data that's available to validate it and to use it effectively. You know, this isn't just about telling a story that is a kind of a whitewash story. This is about using that data effectively to reflect on and improve how we deliver services across all of our federal government programs.
Shah says the council is working with each of the 30 programs to figure out what data points would make the most sense for them to use.
We have a long way to go within government in terms of understanding how our programs are doing, and we are at different maturity levels. What we'd like to do and what we are doing through this council is working with programs at the levels that they are currently at, using data within those programs, using data effectively, identifying what those data points are, and there are multiple, they're not one set of data points, and bringing the best sort of analytical tools, resources, other pieces that we can offer, targeting consultation services for specific programs to lift government across all of the programs. But we're not at a point where we're going to have one needle measurement that's going to work across all of our programs. We have very different journeys. We are in very different industries. As I mentioned, even just the four types of journeys that I identified earlier don't even have comparable metrics. But we are at a point where we are aware of that. That's huge, just becoming aware of that, holding that mirror up.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.